The Plains of Passage by Jean M. Owl. Book 4 of Earth's Children. Copyright 1990 by Jean M. Owl. Earth's Children is a trademark of Jean M. Owl. Author's Dedication. For Lenore, the last to come home, whose namesake appears in these pages. And for Michael, who looks forward with her. And for Dustin Joyce and Wendy, with love. 1. The woman caught a glimpse of movement through the dusty haze ahead and wondered if it was the wolf she had seen loping in front of them earlier. She glanced at her companion with a worried frown, then looked for the wolf again, straining to see through the blowing dust. "Jundalar, look!" she said, pointing ahead. Toward her left, the vague outlines of several conical tents could just be seen through the dry, gritty wind. The wolf was stalking some two-legged creatures that had begun to materialize out of the dusty air, carrying spears aimed directly at them.
"I think we've reached the river, but I don't think we're the only ones who wanted to camp there, Ayla,"
the man said, pulling on the lead rein to halt his horse. The woman signaled her horse to a stop by tightening a thigh muscle, exerting a subtle pressure that was so reflexive she didn't even think of it as controlling the animal. Ayla heard a menacing growl from deep in the wolf's throat and saw that his posture had shifted from a defensive stance to an aggressive one. He was ready to attack. She whistled, a sharp, distinctive sound that resembled a bird call, though not from a bird anyone had ever heard. The wolf gave up his stealthy pursuit and bounded toward the woman astride the horse. "Wolf, stay close," she said, signaling with her hand at the same time. The wolf trotted beside the dun-yellow mare as the woman and man on horseback slowly approached the people standing between them and the tents. A gusty, fitful wind, holding the fine loess soil in suspension, swirled around them, obscuring their view of the spear hole.